take it away, Andreas. Tell us a little bit about Linda. And Linda, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. Welcome, Linda. I could not be more excited. Second year, third month here going through the show. Linda, as one of the best and well-known community builders over at the Broker List. And believe it or not, Jim, top 10 real estate influencer winner like you from last year.
Awesome.
One of the top 20 female leaders.
Linda, the Broker's List is a place where people gather and market their properties and brand themselves. Tell me a little bit of how that works.
Well, we started the community, believe it or not, we're old timers back in 2011. So we've been around a long time. And it was a slow process in the beginning. Everybody told me I was herding cats, which I think I still am. And the concept was to just lead the brokers to the world of digital marketing and being online. Back then when we started, they weren't, and a lot of them now are. So we use social media, we use our blog, and then of course what everybody loves to look for are listings. And, you know, their profiles and things about their company to bring people together. And Google loves us for that because we are a niche and we're relevant to that topic. It's all commercial real estate. And that makes a difference for SEO when everything is sort of amassed in one spot.
So then I'm a broker. I'm sitting in Miami. I have a listing. What do I need the Broker's List for? Why do I need to be on the Broker's List?
Well, it's another tool in your drawer and it's free. I think that's refreshing. There's no cost to join. You can step into a network of over 8,000 verified brokers with just a snap of a finger. You don't have to build anything. You don't have to do anything. You can just step into our site, join. We verify you. We make sure you really are who you say you are and that you really are in commercial. And then once you get on our platform, you can add a want or need, whatever you want to call that, which is I'm looking for, 5,000 square feet, or you can post a listing, or you can show a closed deal. Then you can have a profile, and you can really enhance your profile, which makes it better for you. So when people search, they find you. You can have, everyone in your office on our site on one page to kind of show a unity and a kind of depth of your office and your company. So, there's a lot of things that you want to do online that help people find you. And this is just another tool in your drawer. There's many of us out there, the Quantum Listings and, a lot of different sites, but we are free. So I think that's a huge advantage, especially to someone starting out.
Yeah. Now, how many transactions ran through your site last year, Linda?
Oh, God. I am the last analytical person in the world. I don't know.
Lots is a fine answer. Lots is a fine answer.
I wish
you just say lots. That's a lot, right?
Pardon?
You did a lot last year, right?
Well, and the other thing, too, that we're really proud of is we were one of the first build-out partners, so we do get a lot of traffic from them. A lot of our members have jumped to the build-out platform, which is fabulous, which lets them syndicate. So we have people still entering manually. And then we still have people, we still have people that are build-out members that are syndicating to us as well.
Andres, help me understand what she's talking
Jim,
about.
Yeah, so Linda's platform is a community, a collective of brokers sharing needs and leads. Remember those broker luncheons everyone's so famous for in the commercial industry?
Yes.
Online, made it easy. And then as brokers have evolved, or the industry has evolved, now they want more and more tools. So Linda helps work with brokers, similar to the way Siri Collaborative does, only we focus on connecting the technologies. She focuses on just connecting the people in the deal.
Right.
Is that a fair statement?
Yeah. Yes, it is, because I believe that we are a B2B industry. I know that brokers want to have the, deal come in without a broker, but, those are hard to get. So I still look at the reality that you need another broker, and I know technology is allegedly trying to replace that, but I believe, and I think the DNA of CRE has proved it year after year, that relationships are the most important in our industry.
Well, 100%.
So, Jim, you and I were talking about this. You were saying how you sit in the cafe, and what drives your business?
The people that walk in the door that I invite.
Right.
It's actually really cool. It was funny today because I'm sitting at the cafe and my client goes to me, let's meet. And the cafe is literally around the corner of Rizzo's. He goes, let's meet at, I'll say it, I don't mind, Dr. Smooth's, which I love Dr. Smooth's. My wife loves it. Yeah, I'm getting thumbs up from everybody. How about that? Huh? We're going to have to do this. We're going to have lunch at Dr. Smooth's. I'm not really an avocado guy, but for you, okay. So, it's just tremendous. He goes, let's meet at Dr. Smooth's. I go, dude, your office is around the corner. But the reality is that all this is based for me off of my personal relationships. But let's face it. I know I don't look it. Hi, everybody on film. But I'm 59 years old now. That's right. Here, give me one of these. You can meet my wife
Jim,
later.
I'm older than you.
No, that's not true. That's not true. But anyway, but the point is that, and it's all about eating and working out. You know, I'm all excited. My 5 o'clock canceled so I can go to the gym. But anyway, the most important thing to me is face-to-face. The most important thing to me is the relationships. And in the business, I always say that you start the real estate business, it's a mentorship business. So you need to start with people. If you don't have people to mentor you, you've got to go someplace where the people are. And today the people are where, Linda? Online.
On the broker
list. You missed it. I served it up.
CRE Collaborative.
Exactly.
Yeah.
CRE Collaborative brings the technologies together so that you can work with the people that the broker's list introduces you to. Am I getting it yet, Andreas?
I think you're hitting it on the head. Okay. Build out, to bring it full circle.
Tell me what build out is.
They produce your marketing materials. They make you look slick, but they have
and
to
push it's a it database. Back. It's a database for all of your content, all of your property.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So.
And what you do is you basically, in fact, I was just talking to a customer this morning about it. In fact, I had two very interesting calls this morning, but one of them was about build out. A lot of people that, you know, are new to technology don't understand what it's doing, but basically what it's doing is letting you put everything in one place. It's the heart. And then from there, it pushes out all the content to your different preferred providers. So, if you like Quantum Listing or you like Brevitas or you like the broker list or whatever site you prefer, you can simply click a button that says syndicate and it will go to us with no extra labor. And a lot of companies have found it's proven that it saves man hours. So they could literally take their staff and give them more important things to do than typing over and over again. In addition to that, once you join BuildOut, they spend, I don't know, countless hours setting you up, designing your marketing materials, designing your brand, and locking it in consistently. So if you have an office of 10 or 200 brokers, whatever, they go into build out to make a flyer or whatever. Everything stays the same and consistent for your brand.
Well, that's
and it's painless.
That's extraordinarily important, especially when you're herding cats, Linda.
Yes, it's critical.
So, you know, well,
so
consistency of branding.
For the brokers.
Well, the most important thing is constant presentation of the brand, which I think is important.
Right.
People are lost.
Right.
People are lost out there. So, you know, Linda can help guide the individual and you guide the technology. Is that the way it kind of works, Andreas?
That's right. And build out pushes the marketing.
Okay. So somebody's an innocent broker. They're sitting in their office. They've got a telephone. They've got a desk. They've got a couple of listings. They're totally confused and overwhelmed. You guys can help them find the promised land. Is that what's going on here?
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Linda. Sorry.
And I was going to say, to me, I think in our business, everybody needs to, I hate to say this, but this is my saying, wise men duplicate and fools create. If you're sitting at your desk and you're just starting out, you come to the broker list, you start reading all of our blogs, you start following our leaders, you follow all of our members, you see what they're doing, you follow the patterns and look, and you're going to have your own flavor and your own way of doing things, but it gives you a guideline. How do I do this digital marketing? How do I make myself known? How do I get out there? How do I get on a national platform? You just join our site and you're just pushed to the front. You're just right there. You're right at the top because we push you out there. And it's not just your neighborhood. So you have both. You can have local and national exposure on our platform.
Now, let's say let me ask another question, because one of our listeners sent me a question. Let's say that somebody's a developer. Can they market their product through your platform? And this question comes from my friend Mitch.
Yes,
Mitch Feldman.
If we can verify them, that's the hardest thing for us, is because we just don't want the general public on our site. If they're a verified commercial professional, yes, they can use our platform. If they're a REIT and they have a lot of properties, they should be on our platform. Anybody with properties, if you're an owner of property, developer, or REIT, or any in that fashion, and we can verify it, then you can be on our platform and use our site. We just want it to continue to be relevant and stay focused on commercial real estate. We just don't want... The problem is, if we have the general public, we have no idea who they are. But with our industry, we can verify people through profiles, through licenses, through company websites. And that's what we do when someone joins our site. We immediately look at their domain name, check them out on LinkedIn, check out all their social media. We can tell you in probably less than 60 seconds if they're legit.
Oh, well,
is there a threshold to be legit on your site for brokers?
I'm sorry, what, Andreas? I didn't hear you.
Is there a threshold as a CCIMer and so forth? You know, different organizations have a different level of quality.
I'll be honest with you. We have people joining with Hotmail accounts, Yahoo accounts. They do not get accepted. Anybody that joins our site with a free email, they get kicked back and they get an email from our system that says, "We're sorry, but we can't verify you without a corporate email. Please let us know. Tell us why you should be allowed to join us." And then they kick back and they email us back and say, "Oh my gosh, Linda, you know, I'm sorry I use Yahoo, but here's my real email. You can verify it." Or, you know, "My company, you know, didn't give me an email address yet. I just moved to a new office." And, you know, we get the story and then we verify that.
That's fantastic. And Jim, just to bring it again full circle on that, the verified community of brokers exchanging ideas, like that luncheon, like those breakfasts, like those meetings. We all went to them at one point or another.
Yeah.
And the other thing I think a broker knows well is, one, how to save time, or he tries to save time. And then the second is to keep surgeons in surgery and put tasks that aren't meant for him on the shoulders of others. And that's where Siri Collaborative takes off on the technology side. So similar to staying relevant or staying at the cutting edge, we focus on the tech so brokers don't have to.
Hold on.
They focus on deal.
Let's take a break, and then we'll be right back with a little bit more real estate property technology with the Broker's List and the Real Estate Collaborative. You guys hang out. Can you do another segment?
Absolutely.
Awesome. We'll be right back after this with great information you can use right away to become more profitable. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in the Keys, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and, of course, 72-hour exchange. You can take a full 3 days to be certain. Love your Warren Henry vehicle. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Get your motor running.
Head out on the high. Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. I'm the founder of Sandstorm Realty Advisors. If you need financing, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why would you do that? Well, I help families all across South Florida execute their real estate plans. I recently helped one family in downtown Miami sell their land to one of the big national developers. I helped another client up in Fort Lauderdale. He needed to liquefy his portfolio. We did that for him in less than a month. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
If I leave here tomorrow.
Welcome back to Fried on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business. And on Instagram at Jim Fried 1. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're having a great show. We got a great show today. We're doing Fried on Tech. We've got our tech friends with us, Andre Seni. He's here. He is the founder of the Real Estate Collaborative. And we've got Linda Day Harrison on. She's the founder of the Brokers List, where people come together to do real estate deals. Welcome back to the show, everybody.
Thank you.
Good to be back, Jim.
Now, Linda, where does the Brokers List go from here? As the prop tech space evolves, how do you think you'll be evolving?
Well, we're actually going through that process right now, believe it or not. We're literally going through our entire site page by page, deciding what's still relevant, what's not. We're an older site, so it's extremely challenging. We are trying to focus, of course, on being as, you know, mobile as humanly possible, but we're also looking to incorporate one of the biggest things, is which is video, more into our site. And more interactive components to the site. So that's an excellent question. And it's painstaking, because once you have an older platform, it's really hard to change over. But we are going through that process this year.
Yeah,
so
but isn't
look for changes to come.
Isn't the fact that you're older give you better SEO?
Well, yeah, we're not only that, but we're more, you know, we're credible and our name's been out there a long time. So that's really good. But I'm talking about the user experience, you know, when you asked about, you know, where we're going.
Yeah. The user experience is going to have more video. What are you going to do? Embed video, allow people to do 3D technology on their listing, stuff like that?
You know, I don't know yet, but right now we do allow people to upload video. But what I would love people to be able to do is actually just really do the video right on our platform, where they could literally talk and record, like, right there.
Oh, wow.
So we're looking into things like that, where they could literally just click on a link and record their pitch instead of it just being words.
No.
Because one of the things I've noticed is, myself personally, when I'm on the internet, if I see a picture, that's great. But today, my eyes are just more attracted to video.
Well, video moves. It's going to get your attention. It's a well-known fact. Now, Andreas, what are you seeing coming up in the technology space as far as creating gathering places and collaboration? If that's not a softball, I don't know what is.
It's all about connectivity. Nothing's changed there in real estate overall. It's connectivity between people, and now between your tech, to save time, handshakes. You know, our platform specifically, we've had a huge focus this year on full-blown social media analytics and promotional tools for your data. Not that that's just part and parcel. So connections between people and then connections between the technologies.
You know,
recently
I met with a young man. He's an architect. He does all these great books and everything. But all of these proposals all have what I call the canned information. So you have a variety of sources on your platform that can help me put together a book like that, where I can get the canned zoning information, where I can get canned economic data, stuff like that.
We've got a search one and done portal that will allow you to not only identify a property nationwide, 27 million properties, but get any information or any type of technology you need to close a deal, or at least introduce you to it. Because that's what we do, connect the technologies.
Okay.
Connect you to them.
Okay. So I found a deal on Linda's platform. I want to underwrite it. I go to real estate. I go to your platform.
You go to CRE Collaborative.
Okay.
Yeah. Type in the address.
Okay.
Pull it up. You'll see today, you'll see the tax data through one of our partners, AdvantAlizer. You'll see economic growth data and 11 other indicators on the stability of the area or the potential for the area. Through another partner, you can actually have it underwritten in minutes. Well, not minutes, but close to. In a much shorter time frame than ever before. And all that on the property detail page. You scroll down, here's another function. Here's another function. We understand your point of need because we come from this world. We're brokers ourselves. We're investors ourselves. So we know the stages you're going through. Site selection, site review, due diligence. And we provide the tools to make that easier in a portal that gets you there faster.
So really, it's all about efficiency and it's getting to the deal faster. That's why it's all important. So to me, then that's why people need to participate with you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Collaborating in commercial real estate. Now, no brainer. It's in the name.
Okay. Now, I've got a question from Howard Guy. He sent me a message on Facebook. He asked me, how does somebody get going on Creco AI?
Simply go to creco.ai and click join. It's free to join. Like Linda, we do verify that you're in the real estate industry. However, we do provide a public portal that anybody can search and index if you want to look for technologies, properties, or other professionals, directories.
Okay, so then it's a website, www.what?
CRECO.AI or CRE Collaborative, because we collaborate in commercialrealestate.com. CRE Collaborative.
So then I sign up, then what happens?
You sign up and our support team will work with you hand in hand to promote yourself, set up your profile, and then talk to you about your technology needs. Make sure you have the tools, like the broker list, if you don't, that you need to be successful. And we will continue to work with you, handle your technology from end to end for you if you choose, or you can do it yourself through our marketplace.
So this is basically then a way for the individual broker to be as big as the big guys.
That's exactly right. The truth of the matter is 4.3 million real estate professionals are the individuals, or the small to medium sized firms, and they do 90% of the transaction volume.
I wouldn't doubt it. I know I do. I do a lot of volume, and I do it from my office in my house where I gather with my friends who give me strength and ideas. Listen, we're almost out of time. I want to give the last word to Linda. Linda, tell me again, who's the person that most benefits from working with you in the broker's list?
Well, we have several customers that benefit, but mainly it's focused on commercial real estate brokers. But we also have our advertisers who are like dear friends who have been with us for years and years, who are part of our community as well. And they all blog with us. So I think everybody benefits, and the public benefits, because our site is open to the public. The public can't join our site, but they can use our site. They can research properties. They can find a broker. They can find a brokerage company. So everybody really does benefit. But I do want to say, don't forget to take our survey, the DNA of CRE. And I just want to mention that real quick, because that's really important right now.
Yes.
We're trying to get 1,000 respondents, and that's going on till the end of this month.
And what is it about?
It's about our entire industry. We have two prongs to our survey. We have the marketer's edition and the broker's edition. This is our fifth year anniversary. And we have over 25 promo partners out there trying to promote our survey, because the data is for everybody. And we share the raw data with anybody who likes to do analytics. And it's information about how brokers work, you know, their salaries, what kind of social media they're using, what tools they're using, how they work, how many hours they spend on tasks. It's a very in-depth survey. It also sheds light on the demographics of our industry, age, sex, that kind of thing. So it's interesting.
Where do people find the survey?
I hope you take the survey.
I'm going to. I'm asking you where to find it.
Well, if you Google it or go to the broker list, any of our platforms, you're going to see it on our right at the top of our page. Just click on the banner, thebrokerlist.com, and right at the top, or Twitter or Facebook. It's everywhere. I mean, I don't think you can escape it right now.
Hold on. I'm looking for it.
#DNA of CRE. I mean,
hashtag is DNASCRE. And the best part is this is our first year. We're doing raffle prizes, and our prizes are incredible. We just gave out a $250 Amazon gift card.
Ooh.
We are giving out tons of raffle prizes, so get in there now.
I'm doing it.
Get your survey in because, yeah, our grand prize is a $500 Visa gift card. So
Wow. Spread
the word.
This is tremendous.
We're giving prizes out at all the milestones, 50, 150, 50, 100, 150, 200, 250. So every time somebody takes a survey, it helps us get closer. And then what we're doing is a combination of random drawings and then milestone drawings. So it's a lot of fun.
Wow, this is absolutely tremendous. This is a tremendous survey. Yeah. I'm taking it now.
Now on the top right corner of the survey page is the history of DNA, all the four-year results. We have reports, we have infographics, and then we have appendixes. We have so much data in there about our industry. It's staggering.
Wow. What gender do you prefer? What do you prefer? And then I prefer not to identify. I mean, these surveys are changing so fast.
I know, Jim. We added that. That's new.
Wow. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank you guys so much. I almost got sucked into taking the survey and forgetting what time it was. So listen, Andreas.
Thank you, Jim.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Linda, how do people find the broker list? And Andreas, how do people find you?
Thebrokerlist.com or the broker list anywhere, because we have that name on all social media.
Andreas.
CRE Collaborative. CREcollaborative.com, CRECO.AI, CRECO.AI for short. Or you can always call 203-307-2242. We love the phone as much as any other real estate professional.
Hey, listen, I love you guys. Thank you so much, Linda, for coming on. I can't wait to have you on again. This is tremendous stuff. Thank you so much for creating such a wonderful community for the real estate brokers. Andreas, I'll talk to you offline as we continue to work on our real estate deals. Oh, it's my pleasure, Linda. You're the best. I can feel your smile,
Andreas,
all the way through the phone.
Thanks, Linda.
You guys are sweethearts. We're so grateful. Thank you.
It's our pleasure. We're grateful
Looking
for you.
Looking forward to the next segment next month.
You got it, guys.
Yeah.
It's going to be a done deal. Bye.